And the Blue Demons take the field, and the Swarm of Blue is at the 50-yard line where we'll find Big C. He's going to go out there with the officials, get the coin toss in a second. Christian, you've been out there on the field already with the officials. The field looks plush and green.
Oh, yes, it does. It looks like it's playable, and it looks like it's ready to be taken down by the Albie Blue Demons.
Well, I think we got the sideline reporters jacked up, Dan. It looks like the fans are jacked up. And this is what you wait all week for, this big moment. And this is not just a football game. This is a celebration for both schools, Centerville and Albion. This is a celebration of communities.
Oh, it is. You know, and there's a lot of pride here at stake, and we keep talking about it. It doesn't matter which team up, which team down. They're going to come and bring it. We're seeing this Blue Demon squad. They're just jacked up. Christian, he looks like he's right in the middle of that huddle. He's wanting to go nuts with them because he's been there. He's living it, loving it. It's just you can't help but get caught up in the excitement of it. And you really pull for your team. Centerville's coming here, they want to see if they can pull off a really big upset for them. Number 5 rated Albia coming out, taking on Centerville Big Reds.
We got the coin toss coming, but real quick, we're going to go back to the front. Just real quick here for a scoring update. Jay Mill, give us that quick scoring update.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on that backyard brawl with Pekin and Sigourney Kyoto. Sigourney Kyoto, Jared Jensen's squad has just scored on Pekin. They lead by one. It's 7-6. Sigourney Kyoto, back to you.
Jimmy, this team comes in 5th rated tonight, the Blue Demons, and the coin toss just moments away here as Christian runs out to get the coin toss, but I'll tell you what, the emotions and expectations are high here tonight.
You know what, Jason, but I love that, but I don't like rankings, period. You know, every game, man, it don't matter. It don't matter what your rank is. Guess what? You're playing another team, another high school team, same ages, the same field, you know, style field and stuff. It's football, brother. Anything can happen, you know, so rankings, they're out the door, man. Let's play some hard football tonight.
All right, your coin toss. Let's go down to Big C with the official.
Gentlemen, let me introduce the rest of the crew. Mike Stevens is our umpire. He'll be back with the linebackers from Burlington. From Burlington also, Chad Hohentanner. He'll be on the home field side. On the visitor side, Mitch Taylor. He's running our chains from Burlington. And our back judge, Derek Gaster from Danville. Real quick, guys, sportsmanship's number one priority. I'm sure you've heard it already this year and heard it in the past. As captains, you're leaders of your respective teams. We're expecting your leadership. All right, gentlemen? Any questions about that? Very good. Another point of emphasis I like to make. When that whistle blows, stop play, because nothing else good happens after that. All right, guys? If you hand the ball to the nearest official after the play's over, you guys will get more reps in that way, too. Okay? About the heat tonight. Things have cooled down a little bit. Anybody needs a break on your team, you let us know, and we'll give you that extra time. We're not going to stop a drive to do that, though. Okay? It's going to either be after a punt or after a score. Okay? Or a change of possession. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you, guys. I have a coin here. The boot side is tails.
Kickoff temp is 82 now.
This is heads, all right? We're all clear?
Yes, sir.
Visiting team's going to call it.
Heads.
What did he say?
Heads.
I'm going to let it hit the ground, okay? It is tails. Blue has won the toss. You want me to give you your options, or do you already know what you want to do? Defer to the second half.
Yep.
Gentlemen, four and a half. Very good. You're going to receive.
Well, you heard right there in high fidelity, Christian down there with the officials.
All right, go ahead and put your backs to that goal.
I got goosebumps, Jason. Goosebumps.
That's good stuff. You can hear every sound that comes off those helmets and those pads tonight in high fidelity. Big C, T, and Christian along the sidelines. Dan Albie has deferred, and I like that. Let's get that defense out there, and let's see what it's made of right away.
And that's what Brett Lesson talked about last week as we were talking going around. He really likes it when that defense, and I think the team likes that defense, go out smacking around. Get the first popping going in there. Get some of those nerves out of it because you know there's nerves on both sides of the ball here. And so the defense go out here, and they did a nice job. Let's see where we're at. Let's get a sense of where we are. Let that offense get a chance to get that ball, hopefully three and out.
Let's get ready for our Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. All kickoffs all season long brought to you by our friends from Conley Spray Foam Insulation. Are you looking for the best insulation for your home, shop, or business? Well, you got to give them a call at 641-777-0449. They're family-owned and operated, and they are the expert at spray foam insulation. Big C, you were down there, and you saw the faces of the captains. What was the look in their eyes?
It was go time. That's exactly the look in their eyes. They are ready, and they are going to go out there, and they're looking for hits.
Justin Bossert will do the kickoff for the Blue Demons. Albion will defend the north goal, kicking to the south. A slight wind. If you look back to the flag, actually it is absolutely laying still up on that flagpole there in the south end zone. Huge crowd here tonight, as we would expect. Centerville, they'll gather close together at the 50-yard line.
I got
guys. He's hitting down.
Really
here,
excited to see if Justin continue his kicking. He did an outstanding job the other night last week, and see if he can continue to put that ball in about that 10-yard line.
Centerville's lined up deep. One back deep. Okay. Two up backs. Back deep is Brent Jackson standing inside the 5-yard line. Albion will spread across the field. The Big Red. The Blue Demons. The Battle of Highway 5 and your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. And this ball game is underway. A end-over-end kick takes a bounce at about the 10-yard line, stays in bounds, and but will finally roll out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. And, Dan, that was a deep kick, but unfortunately it went out of bounds.
It did, you know, and it just the other night he was more towards the center hash mark there and was able to kind of get that nice roll, just having to roll out of bounds. But nonetheless, Albie will start on defense. Centerville's on their own, what is they going to spot that at?
It should be at the 25-yard line.
Yeah. I was our defense is lined up a little too close, but that's what I was thinking, 25, and we'll see if that defense is ready to roll.
Actually, it should be the 35 is where it should be started at.
Thank you, sir.
But the officials and both teams were set up at the 20-yard line, but they'll get that penalty weighed out. Jimmy, this is so important right now to set the tempo of the football game.
Yes, I love starting defense. Our defense is strong. You know, come out and make a point and let these guys know we're strong. We're here to play some football.
Trip receivers out here to the near side of the field. Starcevic in the shotgun formation. Three receivers tight. Here's a quick handoff running with the football. Has a gain of 5, maybe 6 yards on first down. Dan, that's a offensive formation the Blue Demon is going to have to adjust to.
Yeah, no, it creates a lot of opportunities for Centerville. They do the handoff to Grant Walker, who was one of their leading rushers last week's game. And then they do the trips, but quite honestly, they'll go to the single side on the far side where Garnerman, the leading receiver, is.
They're going to have to slide that safety over. Three receivers again here to the near side of the field. The quarterback, Starcevic, hands it off. He's going to fake and gets rid of it. Up the middle it goes, across the midfield stripe, or right at the midfield stripe. And Centerville's on the march here as we open up this contest. Let's go back real quick to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
Leaving you on to not miss any updates. Knoxville and Newton are now tied at 7. Eddyville-Blakesburg has just scored on Linville-Sully. It's Eddyville-Blakesburg 6, Linville-Sully 0. Sigourney-Keota has just scored on Pekin in a little bit of a surprise there. Sigourney-Keota 13, Pekin 6. And North Mahaska down by 6. It's 6-0. Waco, back to you.
Here comes the handoff this time, met in the backfield and brought down after a short gain of about a yard. But, T, this formation is really going to pose some challenge. They want to spread out our offense and our defense and make us cover a lot of field.
They do, you know, this read option, this offense is a little tricky, you know, but we'll get it figured out.
Yeah, Michael Starcevic, that starts with, you got to have a headsy quarterback, and that's who Michael Starcevic is.
He definitely is. He's got a strong arm. He likes to go deep with it, and we heard that from
Starting
Shadows.
Starting lineups, defense, talking about, find your sponsor.
That he's going to look for that solo receiver. Now he comes to the near side on the trips.
And it's going to go incomplete.
In and out of the hands of Garrett McGran.
Well, let's get our defensive starting lineups. The starting lineups brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. This starting line brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Let the experienced staff of Hawkeye Real Estate help you get started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Give them a call. Ryan, Allen, Nate, Amos. For all your real estate needs, give them a call today. Here's your starting lineups.
Brennan Bassett, left end.
Josiah Harris, left tackle.
Justin Bossard, right tackle.
Dalton Fulkerch, right end.
Bryce Lesh, outside linebacker.
Blake Lawless, inside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, inside linebacker.
Hugh Sinclair, outside linebacker.
Shadow Leshen, corner.
Blake Bear, safety.
Hunter Weldon, corner.
Third down long for Centerville, and the quarterback's going to have to keep it, and he'll tuck it under, and he'll get about 4 yards. He's going to bring it fourth down and 6 here. And here's a big decision for Centerville, Jimmy, on this play. Do you go for it or you punt it?
Man, you know, Jason, I'm not a coach, you know. I always want to go for everything, but I think, you know, the best thing to do here is be punting.
Looks like that's what they're going to do right here. Got to be cautious all the time at this position in the field for the fake. Back deep, Shadow Leshen. Here's a pick. Block! The ball goes on the ground. Giving chase to Centerville and being brought. No! He's applying a tackle. Still on his feet, but brought down at the 40-yard line. And that is where Albie will take over. A big special team play we talk about all the time, Dan Stocker.
Coach Satan
special team plays so special.
Yep, emphasizing three facets. That's Hugh Sinclair coming in on that block and about had the recovery in there. He blocked it. It was straight up. He couldn't find it immediately, but then kept after it. The rest of the team came in. Centerville was able to pick it up, got a few of the yards back, but takes the ball from the center, or excuse me, the 50-yard line. We actually got to have it on Centerville's 41-yard line to start our first possession of the night. Great field position.
Christian, special teams, an emphasis by Coach Dayton, and you can see it has an advantage when you can get big first down plays.
And mixing it up. You know, Centerville came out and pretty much ran that little dive up the middle there out of that pistol formation on their first three or four plays. Did very well with it. We're mixing up with different plays. That makes the defense really have to think of what's happening next.
Power eye formation. Handoff, running with the football, trying to fight forward. Running with it that time is Ryan Sarver. He gets inside the 35, down to the 32, 33-yard line. He'll have a pickup of two. That'll bring a third down and three. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Milt, give us an update.
Leaving you on live, not to miss any action. Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. We've got a score now with PCM of Monroe on top of Pella Christian, 13-0. Also, West Burlington Notre Dame leads Van Buren 28-0. Back to you, and we'll come back for another score update.
Third down short here. Here's Osing working for the edge.
That's the outside.
Got the outside inside the 20-yard line. 15, 10. Dives inside the 10-yard line down at about the 9 or 8. And Dan, that was great lead blocking by Ryan Sarver out there to free up Osing to get to the corner, and then he stepped arm and showed his speed to get to that corner.
Yeah, you're looking for your fullback there just to get to 2 or 3 yards, get that first down, but he read the lead block, as you said, with Ryan Sarver very well. And then Griffin, even as a strong, powerful fullback that he is also got amazing speed. So he's able to hit that edge and get right around the corner and get us to the 10, first and goal.
First down, goal to go. Here's the handoff, running with the football to the 5. Touchdown,
Matt Baker. Matt Baker with the touchdown.
That touchdown brought to you by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. You just heard the cannon go off, and Albia puts a big old 6 up on that scoreboard, and that means as well that Albia and La Villa Wash and Go locations, $1 off your car. For this weather change, give them a call, 777-0449. They're family owned and operated. Here comes Bossert. Approaches the football. It's a high end over end kick deep all the way back inside the 5-yard line. Here comes the return man, Brent Jackson, across the 15, hit at the 20, wrapped up, then brought down. A team tackle there on special teams.
Matt Baker was in there. It's just drilled into him. I believe also Hunter Mackinich, no, excuse me, Griffin Osing. Griffin Osing had him first, and then Matt Baker was coming right in pursuit, and they drilled him. Ryan Sarver in there as well. Just bringing in there, getting a little hit. There's some of those offensive guys getting a chance to hit some of the other players back a little bit, so that's a good thing to see.
T, that was like a shark tank full of sharks getting a little drop of blood in the water.
I tell you what, where there's one, there's all of them.
Let's go. That'd be good on a shirt.
Centerville with the football, their second possession of the night. Albion in front, 7-0, 8 minutes to go here, opening quarter. Starcevic in the shotgun, sends a man in motion. Receiver to each side of the field. Walker the lone back. Here's the quarterback rolling back, being pursued. That's the tuck it under. Pump fakes and a hit. And brought down back at the 19-yard line.
Yeah! What I really like too is you got your seniors on this end here. Dalton Folkerts and Hugh Sinclair. Dalton puts pressure on him. About had the sack. Hugh Sinclair is in hot pursuit of that linebacker spot, and they just finish off Starcevic out of bounds there at the 20-yard line. So just no gain on the play there, but nice defensive pressure. Nothing open downfield. The corners and safety were doing a great job in coverage, keeping the receivers covered up.
Three receivers again to the far side of the field. Starcevic with Grant Walker in the backfield. Again, the man in motion going back the other direction. Here's the fake hand by the quarterback. Picked up by Hugh Sinclair at the 5-yard line. Alvin's got the football back and mix up and plays that time by the big red, the quarterback. Pitch the ball
turnovers.
Out to nobody,
turnovers.
And that'll be a River Life turnover. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30. And, Dan, that's a huge turnover for the Blue Demons.
It is. He coming out.
This team is firing on all cylinders.
They really are. And, again, I think that's where that two-platoon system comes into play here. You know, we heard Zach Hugan talk about how they are. He's more fresh than he ever thought he'd be, you know, by having that timeout, able to sit and come out and just come out firing and going. And then especially on the offensive line, you really like that. So these guys can come out and play at a high level.
Leshen under center. Hands it off. Osing met in the backfield, and this time he'll be brought for a loss back to the 7-yard line. This is going to bring up an interesting scenario here. It's going to be fourth down, goal to go from the 7. We'll wait to see what Albie's going to do. But while they're figuring out down below, let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Milt, take it away.
On the Thunder, on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, leaving you on live to not miss any action. Twin Cedars has now gone up and Wayne 22-7. Also, it's Oskaloosa just scoring. They now lead Grinnell 7-6. PCM Monroe up on Capella Christian by 2 touchdowns, 13-0. And Moravia, real quick, has scored.
Here's a quick pass by the Blue Demons. Sorry about that, Joe, but fourth down goal to go. Albie trying a pass play to the tight end. Sarver came across the middle of the field as he was going for the football, Dan. It looked like he was being tugged on by one of the big red, and that's going to be a flag on Centerville.
Real nice play there. All Brett did was just come right out under center and looking for Luke Sarver right away. Yeah, and the defender was, the linebacker wasn't quite prepared for it, and so he's just grabbing as he's going by. So it's going to create a half the distance to the goal.
Jay Mill will finish those scoring updates right now while they mark out the penalty.
Real quick, Moravia has scored on HLV of Victor, but it's HLV of Victor 28, Moravia 16. And Nevada and Bondurant Farrar are tied at 6. I-35 has gone up on Central Decatur 18-6. Let's go back live to you. Don't forget, you can get all these scores on the Thunderbolt app. That's brought to you by Napa, the Napa store, where you have Napa know-how. If you want to know how your team is doing, check out the Thunderbolt app and you'll get live scores.
First down and goal to go. Here comes the handoff. No fake handoff. Lesher rolling to the right side. He's going to pump fake it, keep it, goes towards the goal line. Did he get in? And came up maybe a little short. But, Dan, I don't know. That was fourth down. They did not call pass interference. It was holding.
Yeah.
And so that's a big difference in penalties. The big red, Jimmy, find a way to hold Albie from getting into the end zone.
Hey, let's give credit where credit's due, Jason. This big red team, man, coming out, and they're playing hard. They want it just as bad as we do. Now, you know, I love that, man, because this is a game of football, man. You hit, then be hit, and just go get it.
You bet. It's going to have that all night long, playing 48 minutes. Not any doubt about it. If you had any, we just got it checked right there.
Well, Centerville with the football. Starcevec will stand in the end zone as he goes into the shotgun. They're from the shadow of their own goal line. Starcevec's going to keep it on the quarterback keeper across the five-yard line, brought down after a gain of 6 yards on the play.
Starcevec was the leading rusher last week for Centerville in their opening game against Davis County. Had 78 yards rushing. So, you know, very capable runners, especially with the way they spread out that offense to weaken the interior of the defense.
5:40 to go here, first quarter. Albie out in front, 7-0. Just missed an opportunity. Had a goal to go from the 5-yard line. Centerville came up with a big stop, and now the ball back to the big red at their own 9-yard line. Starcevec rolls, pump fakes, tries to go deep down the sideline. Has a man open, overthrows the receiver just barely. A good pattern that time for the big red that falls incomplete. Let's go to the Southern Iowa Technology text line real quick. Co Garage is checking in tonight.
Nice.
Uncle Kirk Leshen says, go Big Blue. PC is with Margie and Jeff Stofa tonight, and he texts in. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. 799-1437. Let's know where you're listening from tonight on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Third down and short here. Starcevic hands it off to Walker. Walker caught in the backfield and brought down. He's going to lose about a half a yard. And that will bring up fourth down here. Good defensive stop that time. Big C by this Blue Demon defense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he got right back in the backfield. And he got him with one foot, and that's all he needed. And he just couldn't move.
Blake Lawless there with that tackle, and that's seen a little bit more of some, a little more stunts and some blitzing coming out of that linebacker than we did last week. We didn't need it, obviously, last year just straight up. So we're starting to see Coach Bear on the defensive side really starting to mix up, showcase what his defense can do.
Well, that speed, you want to take advantage of.
Quick score. Yeah.
And here comes the punt. It's a high end-over-end punt, fielded by Leshen at the 47-yard line. Drops the ball, picks it back up. Shadow's going to try to get to the right side. Gets a block, a beautiful block.
Oh,
at the wedge. At the 30, 25. And he'll be brought down inside the 20-yard line. A beautiful wall of blocking here on the right side as Shadow Leshen picked it up at the 47 and brought it all the way back to the 18-yard line. A 20-yard return by Leshen, and Albie will have it knocking on the door once again here inside the 20-yard line.
Nice blocking by Blake Baird. I'll help open that up. Hugh Sinclair had a downfield block that he sustained for a very long time. And Shadow Leshen, so elusive with that low center gravity. He's just able to get inside and outside and go, and did a great job.
More scores are rolling in at the Friday Night Lights studio. We're going to go back to Jay Mill on the board here after this play by the Blue Demons. Albie has the football, first and 10 from Centerville's own 18-yard line. They played this entire football first quarter in Centerville territory. Leshen comes under center. Offset eye formation. Hands it off. A counter reverse. Running with the football. Baker there's inside the 15, the 10. Gets to the 5. He'll be brought out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. They're going to say he went out of bounds. While they're marking the football, let's go back to Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
Tharp. On the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, Oskaloosa is at Grinnell. Are you kidding me? Oskaloosa Indians up 13-6. Sheraton and Fort Madison are scoreless in the first quarter. Fairfield has just scored on Davis County on their home turf there in the second quarter. And Indianola and Des Moines Roosevelt tied at 7. Back to you guys.
really like that last play, that little counter reverse out of the slot back. Matt Baker does a great job with it. It's a nice play the Blue Demons have.
Here comes Ryan Sarver inside the five-yard line, a gain of about a yard, and it's going to be a second down and goal to go from the Blue Demons from the four-yard line. Jimmy, I'll tell you what, that line is doing an excellent job of keeping their block sustained.
Oh, Jason, they are tearing it up right now. But you know what? We got to score right now. We're on, what, the five-yard line. You know, last time we didn't punch it in. Right now, O-line's got to suck it up and got to do it for us.
Albion with the football at the five-yard line. Second down, goal to go. 3:57 to go. First quarter, 7-0 Blue Demons. Leshett under center. Offset eye. Quick pitch to Sarver. Leshett's going to lead block to the five. Sarver in for the Blue Demons. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albion.
What a block.
Yeah. Ryan Sarver with the Blue Demon touchdown, a five-yard carry with the lead block, courtesy of the quarterback, Brett Lesh, and that tells you how tough a quarterback we got, Dan Stocker, when he can pitch it off and get out there and lead block.
Definitely, you know, we come out around that unbalanced line where we actually have two tackles on the right side, so we're really stacking this side to get all that wall of blockers out there for him. Ryan Sarver, once he saw the crease, just hit it hard. It's that 4x200 quickness that we saw at the state track meet.
That's in it, Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown. They're locally owned and operated, and they are there when you need right here in Albia, and making an impact on our community. And Dan, they have over the years, and it's not your grandma and grandpa's Eagles Club anymore. Man, they have got it renovated and ready to go. Here comes a return by the Big Red out across the 25, sidestep to the 26, 27-yard line, and there is Brett Leshen to greet the return man. Down goes Gonderman at the 27-yard line, but a nice return by the Big Red.
Really gives them good field position to start this possession for them at the 27-yard line there of the Big Reds. But we'll see what Albie can do and see if that defense is up to that challenge once again.
Well, I want to talk a little more about the Eagles Club because right now, buddy, I don't know if you know this, but they have the only root beer on tap. Root beer, it's delicious, 1919 root beer. And tonight they're serving, let me make this just right, 13 of the hot wings for only $6, and they're Darwin's, a homemade recipe. So they are delicious. You can go there right now if you're out and about to stop in at the Eagles Club. I know they got the game on listening to us. A big shout-out to all of our friends at the Eagles Club. We're going to have your Eagles Club impact player of the first half as we move right along. Incomplete play by the Big Red on first down. That'll bring up second down and long for Centerville at their own 27-yard line.
So tried to set that screen pass to Mormon there, and it almost looked good, but Starcevich just missed the throw there, overshot it, and incomplete, and brings up second down and long, going for pass again. Starcevich rolls out to the right side, flag comes out, pressure coming in on him. He picks up 2 yards, but not after getting hit by about three Blue Demons. We'll see what that flag is. I would guess holding there the way that pursuit was coming out there.
Jimmy, that's where you see that that speed of the Blue Demons. It really causes the linemen havoc, and then they're forced to do things like hold.
Well, unfortunately, Jason, as a lineman, sometimes you do have to hold because, man, our dogs are coming through hard, Jason. They're coming so quick. I mean, they're back 2-3 yards. They don't know what to do. I mean, it's that fast, and we got some big boys, Perkins. I don't know what size he is, man. That's a horse out there, man.
Well, let's quickly get a scoring update back to the Friday Night Lights studio as they mark off this penalty. Jay Mill, take it away.
Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board has the start of the third quarter now for the backyard brawl between Sigourney Kyoto and Pekin. Sigourney Kyoto leads that one 13-6. Also now going into the second period, Fairfield leads Davis County 7-0. It's now Indianola up on Des Moines Roosevelt 13-2. Albia leads here 13-0. Sheraton and Fort Madison scoreless in the second period. That game at Fort Madison. And Eddyville is at the half leading 12-0. We'll give you more scores as they come in, and we'll continue to update you right here on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board.
Albia declines the penalty. Kind of an interesting call there, but third down along here. Here comes the linebacker blitz. A quick screen across the middle of the field. It's complete, and the Big Red will have the first down all the way out to the 44-yard line. And, Dan, I was a little surprised that we declined that penalty.
You almost think you would take the yards and even give them the replay of the down instead of bringing up the third and eight, but they picked up more than enough yards there for that first down. Really like the fact that there was about seven Blue Demons on the tackle, but you know, the good receiver that Gonderman is, he's able to get out and keep it going, and they were trying to strip it, as you heard Jimmy talking. They were really getting their hands on it and just couldn't get the ball freed up.
They've got big receivers, and they get them in space. They'll make plays. First down and 10 for Centerville. Here's a fake handoff. Starcevic's going to keep it. Hit in the backfield. He'll fight his way back to the line of scrimmage, maybe get a yard or two, and that is it. Good defensive pursuit by that interior, that Blue Demon line, Big T.
Man, they're doing great. Yeah.
You got me? Jimmy keeps taking your batteries, buddy.
You know, I'm eating.
Talk about Justin Bosker coming in there on the defensive line, coming in, checks in at 225. And Jimmy was asking about what Dylan Perkins is. We got him well listed here at 331. So we got some really big guys up front there.
Pauletta Rhodes listening from home. Says, go Big Blue. Here's a quick pass and incomplete. And then here comes a ton of brick hits by Blake Lawless. He just laid him out as he tried to catch that football. And when he heard Blake's footsteps, he then paid the price, but he couldn't hang on to it, Dan.
Those the receivers, Garrett Ferris, and it looked like after that hit, he's trying to figure out whether he had Wheaties this morning or road to school.
Well, he's trying to figure it out, but that ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. They're proud to carry Hoyt and Parker Bows, Vanguard Bow Cases, Buddy Outdoor Tree Stands, Harnesses, Ladder Stands, Lucky Buck, and Monster Rack Minerals. Stop in today for all your fun, all your fall hunting needs. Here comes the blitz by the Blue Demon, and down goes Frazier Starcevic. Brought down all the way back to the 37-yard line, and that'll be a big loss on the play in Albia's defense with another ton of brick hits courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery. And, Dan, the Blue Demons defense has their ears pinned back, and they're going right at it.
And that's all Uncle Todd Folkerts right there. Dalton comes in with that sack. You know that's all him. Todd's smiling right now. Also, Brendan Bassett, the other DN, was right in there crashing on him. So great pressure, good hit there by the Blue Demons.
Want to welcome one of our youngest listeners, one of our new young listeners, Hunter Adler, listening in, only 3 months old. Here's a punt. It's off the side of the and off of the return man, picked up by the Blue Demons. The defense, the punt came off. It was a low trajectory punt. It hit one of the defensive Centerville players running downfield. Went straight up in the air, and Hunter Weldon was right there to pick it up, and he'll bring it back to the 46-yard line. And if that was difficult to say, it was difficult to watch because it was happening so quickly.
A really weird punt. Barely got above the all the players' helmets there. And, again, as you said, hit the Centerville man going downfield. Hunter Weldon, very alert, saw it, picked that up before anything bad happened or anything like that. It, as far as I know, his hits should be about down there on contact. But nonetheless, Blue Demons will take over on their own 45. So with a minute 36 in the first quarter here, we're leading 13-0, and we got the ball in the 45.
Well, Dan, we got two touchdowns in the books for the touchdown
off.
Tuesday.
$1
off. We get past four. We'll get to $2 off. And after this play, we're going to get your starting lineups courtesy of Hawkeye Real Estate. Here comes the counter play, running with the football as Sarver out across the 45. Has about a half-yard gain. Not much to work with right there. But let's get your starting lineups brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate.
Nick Yurkowski, front side tackle.
Ryan Romanko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Kieran Judge, backside guard.
Connor McDonough, backside tackle.
Brett Lashen, quarterback.
Griffin Osing, fullback.
Matt Baker, slotback.
Bryce Harbor, tailback. Luke Sarver, tight end.
Zach Hugan, split end.
Lashen rolls back, plants, throws it down the middle of the field, wide open. Baker at the 25-yard line, and there's going to be a flag come in. That will be a reception as Baker takes it. A reception from Brett the Jet Lashen, all the way dropping bombs on that Centerville defensive backfield to the 25-yard line. And that'll be brought down about the 21. But, boy, that was just great execution by the Blue Demons.
What I liked there, it was just a little quick three-step drop by the Blue Demons there. But Brett had time. There was no pressure coming on. Last week, that first quarter, first half, when we were passing a little bit, Brett was having to have to scramble a little bit more and really not get his feet set. We saw that, especially Zach Hugan was talking to us earlier this morning, about we saw that on those crossing routes and across the middle where Brett, when he couldn't get his feet set, he couldn't get the accuracy that he's used to. The offensive line did a really good job of allowing him to get set up. And then Matt Baker was just running a nice little seam route all the way downfield. Was able to get the reception even with the penalty or the foul by Centerville.
Too many weapons for a defense to handle, Jimmy. This team has too many weapons for a defense, and it's showing tonight.
The real deal, brother.
Here's Ryan Sarver inside the 15, brought down at about the 11 to 12 yard line. A big gaping hole right over the middle. Damn, a gain of about 8 or 9, and that interior offensive line is doing its job, Big C.
Oh, yeah. They're making holes out there for Ryan Sarver and all the other backs, and it's just looking good. I mean, you can fit Jimmy and Big T through there.
Hey, now.
I don't know. That's a big hole. We're going to go down to the final 24 seconds of this first quarter, and we'll get a scoring update after this play, the likely last play of this opening quarter. Lashen hands it off. Sarver again, fighting his way forward. This time he'll be dropped at about the 10-yard line. He'll have the first down, and that'll move the chains. First down, goal to go for the Blue Demons from the 10-yard line. 12 seconds to go here. opening quarter. And Dan, an impressive first quarter here for the Blue Demons. They started off where they left off last week.
Really are, and that's what you want to see, is that a continuation of improvement. It's for us getting set up for district play, which begins next week. This is where you're trying to get your teams to gel and unite and really figure out what you've got and what you can work with. Coach Frankton on the offensive side, Coach Bear opening up that defense a little bit more now. Some different things going on there. We're seeing more pressure. We're seeing a better passing game out of Centerville, so that really creates pressure for our defense and also opportunities. Blue Demons are going to get one more play. I thought that was the end of the quarter.
I did too. Here comes the handoff. Running window, fake handoff. Leshen tucks it under. He's going to keep it. Gets inside the 10. Side steps to the 5 and brought down about the 4-yard line. And that will be the final play of this first quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back real quick. Get your scoring updates at the Friday Night Live studio. When we come back, Albia 13, Centerville nothing. The Battle of Highway 5 continues after this timeout.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call Alan, Ryan, Nate, or any of the Hawkeye Farm Management real estate team today for all your real estate needs.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Second quarter just about to begin here as the teams get a little extra water break. The band, the fans, they're getting their money's worth tonight here in the Battle of Highway 5, 13-0 Albion open the second quarter. While they're getting things set up for the second quarter, let's go quickly back to the Friday Night Live studio as Football Friday Night rolls right along. Jay Mill, give us those scoring updates.
All right, our score here is 13-0 Albia. Sheraton and Fort Madison scoreless in the second period. Eddyville-Blakesburg leads Linville solely at the half 12-0. Twin Cedars up at the half on Wayne 22-7. Fairfield leads Davis County 7-0. It's Indianola on top of Des Moines Roosevelt 13-7. Oskaloosa and Grinnell are tied at 13. Newton leads Knoxville 14-7. Melcher Dallas all over Seymour 52-6. Ryan Conrad's team, we'll talk to him after the game. HLB a victor on Moravia 28-16. Albia has been to the red zone 5 times. This red zone play brought to you by GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers a call. Let him help you answer your health insurance questions. GP Insurance sponsors our red zone. Back to you guys.
Albia will come back on the football field. Second down, goal to go from the 3-yard line. We open up this second quarter. Troy Folker's checking in. He's listening from Boone Speedway. Go Big Blue. Proud Uncle Troy.
They're all listening in. And why wouldn't they? They've got a great team going here representing Albia really well. Blue Demons is going to get a chance knocking on the door here, see if we can get another touchdown, get that third touchdown of the first half. So that's certainly being a good accomplishment, a great way to start this game in the Battle Highway 5.
Just underway here, the second quarter about to get started. I'll be out in front 13-0. We want to hear from you. Where are you listening from tonight on our Southern Iowa Technology text line? Punch this number in, 641-799-1437. Second down and goal to go from the 3. Sarver with the football. No check that. Griffin Osing with the football down close to the 1-yard line. T, you're right down there on the pylon.
Just short, just about half a yard.
I just love that smash mouth, though. Go right at him and punch it and see what you can do. I like, it's a good little play, and keep pounding away, wearing him down. There are 5 players going both ways for Centerville, and over the course of this game, that will have an impact.
Absolutely. We talk about two-platoon football, and you find it in that second
yep.
and third quarter where you really start to see it, but that fourth quarter, man. It's when the juice is left in the tank or not. Here's a quick handoff met right at the goal line, and we're waiting for the indication.
I think the knee was just down before he crossed.
Jimmy, give that defense credit, boy. They've showed themselves tough here inside the 5-yard line.
Hey. Got me. I love the Blue Demons, Jason. I love the football. And that defense, they don't want them coming in. I mean, what, we're half a yard, if that, and they just don't want to give up, man. I'm telling you, tough, tough, tough team.
Fourth down, goal to go from the Albia Blue Demons inside the 1-yard line. 10:54 to go here, second period. Albia out in front, 13-0. Leshen brings the team to the line of scrimmage. One receiver to the right side, Zach Hugan. Eye formation. Leshen's going to keep it, push his way forward. Touchdown, Albia.
Yep.
Breath the Jet Leshen with the Blue Demon touchdown, and Albia puts another big 6 up on that scoreboard, 19-0 Albia. And how about the shutout football by this defense as well? We're going to talk about this touchdown, but gentlemen, we keep looking over there on the other side of the scoreboard, and we keep on seeing zeros.
Yeah, and that's where we want to see that as the game goes on. Again, that's our third touchdown. That's $1 off on Touchdown Tuesdays on Wash and Go at the Albia LaVille location. The code is 9678. Different than last week, folks. 9678 is your code on Tuesday to get right now $1 off.
$1
could be even more here. We just have to see how the game unfolds.
Touchdown brought to you by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. As all touchdowns are all season long, they're there for you when you need them. 19-0 Albia. Here comes Bosser.
641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit?
It was loaded, started.
Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. So call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
3, 2, 1, go.
Fourth down play is incomplete by the Big Red, and the Albia Blue Demons defense stands up once again, Big T. They just flex their muscle, and Albia will get the ball back on the turnover.
Just impressive, you know. I just can't say enough about this defense, you know, the speed and the athleticism of them. It's something to watch.
Hard to go vertical against this team because of that.
It really is, and the pressure's coming up. Again, the front four doing an outstanding job with the two ends, and Folkerts and Bassett, excuse me, and then we got also Bossard and Josiah Harris just doing a great job creating pressure, and the corners are covering just man on.
Here comes the counter reverse again, running with the balls. Baker. Baker across the 45, and a flea flicker or a reverse back out to Leshen. Gets it off Brett Leshen, the jet. Brett the jet inside the 40-yard line, a quick pitch by Baker. Baker running with the football on the counter play. Leshen trails him, and then he pitches off to the quarterback. Dan, you don't find that. That's backyard football type of running.
But we saw that last year. That is actually an option in the play. We saw that last year. Griffin was playing that slot back position, and he would oftentimes, as pressure would come, and Brett Leshen's over there, and Griffin would look, and he pitched a few times. Sometimes he'd fake it. Matt Baker's filling in that spot this year at that slot back with Griffin going to fullback. It's the exact same thing, and that is one of the progressions in that play. It's not just a happenstance. It was planned.
Leshen rolls back, plants, has some time, sets his foot up, throws it down the field. Yugen underthrown, but he was looked like bumped as the ball was coming. Zach nearly brought that one in, but Jimmy, that last play looked like something Eric Leshen used to do in flag football before.
Leshen! I tell you, Jason, that is an athlete. I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's supposed to be or not be, but that was funny as could be. And I tell you what, if it was for Leshen, you know, his ability to just do it every time, I'm telling you, man, just fun to watch.
And I'm going to go back to that pass play. I know it's an incomplete, but again, I really like Brett is seeing more time to set up. This defense for Centerville is not putting even the pressure that Fairfield did last week. I mean, Brett's getting his feet set, making good throws.
And Sarver did a good job of picking up the blitz from the outside to allow Brett to have a few extra steps here. Here comes a quick pitch. Running with it, Ryan Sarver has a good block from Osing. Gets the corner inside the 35-yard line, down close to about the 32, 33-yard line, where it'll be a pickup of 5-6. Albie's going to have a third down. Let's call it 4 for the Blue Demons. 6:40 to go here in the first half. 20-0 Albia.
And that's what you want to see after a first down pass attempt that just went in and out of the hands. You want to see a nice little hard run. In my mind, you're trying to get 4, maybe 5 yards. To pick up 6.5 yards on it is really a great first, second down play. It's going to be marked 3rd and 3 with the ball on Centerville's 32-yard line.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Martinez family checking in from La Villa. Leshen rolls back, has time. Plants, throws it downfield, in and out of the hands of Luke Sarver. Well defended by the Big Red. Brett heaved that ball downfield, and I'll tell you what, that showed his arm strength, Christian, because Brett threw that hopping on one leg.
Yes, and that was a great throw right on the dot. I mean, the Centerville guy, he was covering Luke good, but I got to give credit to the offensive line. I mean, right. They gave Brett lots of time on that play, and that was just spectacular.
And that's what, you know, if we can do the things we hope to do this year, we've got to continue to develop that passing game, and so that's good to be working on it. These plays will come back to help us as the season wears on.
Here's a quick pitch to Sarver. He has the corner. He's going to get the first down. Gets a lead block by Osing. Leshen out there to help block, and then that'll be a first down as Ryan Sarver gets the corner. You first just got to love that. You know, here is a First Iowa State Bank first down brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. But it was the blocking by your fullback and your quarterback.
That's what I don't get. He's doing the quick pitch. He's not supposed to be. I mean, in theory, your quarterback's never the lead blocker on a quick pitch. He pitches to his right, and then he goes and blocks. That's phenomenal play.
And your running back has to be patient as well. And, right. and Ryan took the right angle to allow right. that extra blocker to get out there. Yeah. But, Jimmy, man, Brett will run it, throw it, and he'll block it.
Jason, I tell you, it ain't so much the score as the blocking tonight. I'm just seeing people getting hit hard by our quarterback, dude. Boom! Pow!
Leshen under center, hands it off to Osing. Osing gets a block by Sarver inside the 10-yard
touchdown!
Griffin Osing on the G.O. Touchdown, Albia, and Albia will put another big six up on that scoreboard. 26-0 Albia with the extra point to come. The Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Governor Terry Branstad. Iowa loves its football, especially on Friday night. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, and Big T.
Thank you, Governor. Welcome for the intro. 26-0 Albia. Lots of players trying to get that Eagles Club Impact Player of the First Half status. And Dan, I don't know. This is going to be a tough one.
At the quarter mark, I really had my pick picked out. I really thought it was obvious. Now it just got muddy.
Wow.
And it's just a lot going on here on both sides of the ball. Again, we're getting to the point. We've got 5 minutes and a long time left in this half. But still, that defense continues to pitch a shutout on the season. Young defense. But, boy, they just get better each and every possession. Seeing a different offense, different style. And they're just shutting them down.
T, I don't know, buddy. You know, this is going to be a tough decision.
Oh, man, I don't. All the above.
We'll get your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful plays of the first half at halftime and also get that Eagles Club Impact Player of the first half. And, of course, the game, lots of Blue Demons vying for those honors. Here comes your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. A deep Bosser gets his toe into this one, sends it all the way to the goal line. Here comes the return man, Jackson, on the return, out across the 15, hit at the 20, stumbles and brought down right at the 20-yard line. I'll tell you what, that is some excellent kickoff coverage, Big C. You like it when the special teams get down there and lay the wood.
I mean, everyone was there just surrounding him. But then, out of nowhere, Sarver just comes in and just lays the wood.
That's a ton of brick hits, Dan, brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery.
Both Sarvers in there, Ryan Luke and also Griffin Osing helped finish up. And that's the other thing. You get one guy on him,
are you guys
and
gonna the
rest
be after
are
the
just
game?
Swarming and going to go hit him hard. Centerville will take over ball on the 20-yard line there with their first possession. And Jason, we got all long night of football here. We got
we're
this
going
rate
right
going
to the witching hour,
you
bud. Right to
and
the
then we're
going to
post-game show out of White Buffalo afterwards.
Oh.
And we're,
always a ton
night.
Of fun.
You bet.
Here's a fake handoff. Starcevic's going to keep it. But Dan, Peter has I went out there earlier today. He's got it all dressed up and ready to go. But he's got a special going on. This truly is a great special. You don't have to order the pizza and wait for it all night. Peter's got all-you-can-eat pizza and wings after the game at the Buffalo for only $6. And we're going to be out there talking to all the coaches in our locker room show brought to you by Summers Insurance. That is out at the White Buffalo right after this broadcast. Starcevic rolls back. A little screen play. Excellent execution by the Big Red. But the Blue Demon keep it right there. Oh, my gosh.
Blake Berry in on the stop.
Wow.
Having your safety. That screen play has proven to be very effective. That's something I know that Russ Berry, Coach Berry on the defense side, is going to work on trying to address that, sniff that out before they get it, because it's a very good play. It's been very effective. But Blake Berry out of that safety position just came down. And, you know, they talk about they don't want helmet-to-helmet contact. He went right at the hips and took him out.
Oh, that's a ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. Looking for that fall hunting needs? Check out their great selection of bows and hunting gear. Here's a quick handoff running ahead close to the first down marker. Looks like the Big Red will move the chains and get across the 30-yard line. Here comes the, I think this is going to be a personal foul. They kept trying to rip that ball out at the end there.
Again, I think a little chippy here with the score 26-0, 4 minutes left in the first half. Might be a little bit extra action going on. Looks like the official's talking about a little hand coming up into the face.
That looked like it's going to go on Albie. 4:24 to go here in the first half, 26-0 Albie. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Milt, give us a scoring update.
All right, we've got a brand new score when that backyard brawl. Sigourney Kyoto has now scored again on Pekin. It's in the fourth quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leads 21 6. Also, Fort Madison has just scored on Sheraton. It's Fort Madison 7, Sheraton 0 at the half. Twin Cedar still leads Wayne 30-7. And Knoxville now up on Newton 21-14. And we have any time for more? We're going to go back to you.
You got, they're getting set up right here. Let's go back to you right to this play, Joe. First down for the Big Red. They mark off all the way out to the 46-yard line of Centerville. 4:20 to go here. First half. Albie out in front, 26-0. Starcevic throws it. And incomplete. Boy, he was feeling the heat. I think that was Dalton Folkers who brought the pressure on the quarterback. Let's go back to you real quick, Joe. Give us some more scoring updates.
Well, it was PCM of Monroe who beat Knoxville last week, and they're just clobbering Pella Christian. Pella Christian comes into tonight's game 1-0, but PCM all over Pella Christian 33-0. Eddieville Blakesburg, it looks like there's going to be a change on the big board here, as it looks like Eddieville Blakesburg now leading in the third quarter on Linville Sully 12-0, may add another score. Melcher Dallas leads Seymour 52-6, and HLV of Victor on top of Moravia 28-16. And well, let's throw it back to
Starcevic. Rolling back, throws it across his body. It's complete, and right there to make the big stop. 35 in there on the tackle, and that is Brett Freshwater doing a good job of reading that and reacting quickly, guys. That could have been a big play, but Brett Freshwater, just a sophomore, read that one really, really well.
He might be a sophomore, brother. He looks like a senior to me. I'm telling you, that's a truck out there.
You know, and Grant Walker, the leading tailback for the team, running rusher on there outside of Starcevic, comes out of there, a little crossing pattern there, but Brett Freshwater snuffed it out. As soon as he caught it, he was hit. And you just like that, that's that quick contact. You don't get any yards after the catch.
Third down, and let's call it 7 for the Big Red. Man coverage now by the Blue Demons, trips out to the left side. Starcevic rolls back, plants, has a little bit of time, throws it across the middle of the field. Incomplete, and that'll bring it fourth down for the Blue Demons. Let's go back to that Southern Iowa Technology text line. The Scalas are listening in tonight, and we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. And Dan, Starcevic has such a nice release, yeah. but not enough time to plant and really throw the kind of throw he wanted to throw there.
That's what, you know, we saw, like I say, last week, maybe just not as much time for Brett Lesh. And, well, tonight, Starcevic's not getting any time to get his feet set. That time, Brendan Bassett was just bringing the pressure right on him. If he didn't get rid of that ball right when he did, Brendan was going to sack him of a big proportion.
They're going for it right here. Fourth down and 8. Starcevic with Walker alone back in the backfield. Dual receivers east side of the field. Screen. Here comes a little screen play. And led by the Blue Demons. And there's a big hit right there. A ton of brick hits. That hit by Blake Lawless. All ton of brick hits brought to you all season long by Bluff Creek Archery. Proud to carry Hoyt, Parker Bowes, Vanguard Bow Cases, Muddy Outdoor Tree Stands, Harnesses, Ladder Stands, Lucky Buck, Mustard Rack, Minerals. Stop in today for all your fall hunting needs. And that will be a turnover down back to the Blue Demons. Let's go quickly back to the Friday Night Lights. Bill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, it looks like Oskaloosa and Grinnell keep trading scores. Grinnell Tigers now back up on Oskaloosa. This is at Grinnell, 27-19. The Tigers up on the Indians. Back to you.
Well, John Flattery running after the pop force after he finally got him out of the broadcast booth. Here's Leshen rolling back. Has time. A receiver downfield. Baker, the only person defending Baker that time, Big T, was the official.
Yeah, he blew by everybody. I mean, that dude's fast, but I think it's just over the fingertips.
I think the official should have thrown a flag on himself because he looked like he interfered just a little bit there, and he was the only one defending him.
Well, Jay Mill, you got another quick scoring update coming in. Why they're going to call a timeout. I believe Centerville's going to call a timeout. Let's go back to the Friday Night Live studio. Jay Mill, I know you guys are hot and furious up there on the north side of the Albia Square. Give us some scoring updates.
I don't know if it's hot and furious or just high because they've been working on the roof all week, and the glue is just unbelievable, the smell of the glue. Hey, Clark of Osceola leads Saydell 21-19. Remember Clark? Yeah. They were up, I think, 3-0 last year when Jimmy said this.
Let's go across the way. Jimmy, I'm going to go to you first because that old balloon over there that was an undefeated Clark team just got a pin pushed inside of it.
Well, Jason, you got to hear it over here, brother. But listen, be real quiet. Shh. You don't hear nothing.
Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible.
All right, that was last year's recording, guys. Back to you.
And that was the moment we lost all of our friendships from Clark.
Sorry.
And
Timmy's already put in for vacation time next week at
Thanks,
Clark.
Joe.
He doesn't want to be there.
Oh, man.
Clark leads at halftime 21-19. Back to you.
Yeah!
Well, I think
we just got our friends back.
We're going on the road to Clark next week, if I'm not mistaken. Saying. That's going to be a little bit of a drive for us.
And, Jimmy's been told he can't leave the county.
Yeah, Jimmy's sick. You can't go to the casino first either, buddy. We got to have you showing up on time.
Buffet.
Yeah, buffet.
Yeah. That's a Peters and tonight.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to have the buffet out of Peters tonight.
Yummy,
all
yummy.
You can eat wings and pizza, $6 at the locker room report at the White Buffalo. Here's a quick pitch to the right side. Sarver has some running room. Gets a block by Osing inside the 45.
Oh,
40 and brought down of bounds.
Good play,
and a late
flag
comes in. Dan, that's going to be a late hit or a hit out of bounds by the Big Red.
Yeah, Starcevich. It was Ryan Sarver had his foot. Firmly, he was out of bounds, and Starcevich still hit him and drove him out of bounds.
Yeah, that's so tough. Because,
oh, no, it's not.
Wow.
Blocking the back. Hand in the back there.
I was going to say, that's a tough call. You know, you want to go out of his way, but, man, right there on the sidelines, all too often you see the momentum of players carry them out like that. But that is a penalty on the Blue Demons. They're going to mark it off. Let's go back to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Josh Major family listening in tonight. Hello, Major family. Kevin Pick in Richmond, Virginia checking
wow.
in.
Nice.
My boy Coach Pickerel. Albie football and the Heitman night at the Thomas Homestead.
And cheerleaders have taken over the microphones on the sideline. Jason, kind of
wow.
How are you?
Jimmy, did you swallow the student body? Wowzers. I love it.
That's fun.
3:11 to go here in the first half. Albie out front 26-0 after the penalty. The ball brought back to the Albie 48-yard line. Leshen under center. Counter play. Again, it's Baker. Has a lot of room to work with inside the 40. Gets by a defender. And brought down at the 35-yard line. And that'll be a 16-yard pickup by Baker. I'll tell you what, Baker's lobbying for that impact player of the first half, Big D.
Yeah, he definitely is. And you got to give credit again. I keep pounding on that offensive line. Connor McDonough and Nick Yarkoski on that counter play are pulling. Those are your tackles. Not exactly the guys you pull, but with the even at the big guys, they have speed and agility. They pulled, had a huge wall out there, 5 yards down. They're looking for bodies, can't find them. Allowed Matt to pick up that first down. So great play there out of the Blue Demons.
Zach Eugen split to the right side. Leshen rolls back, has a receiver open. It's a Baker inside the 10, gets by the defender to the 15, inside the 10-yard line. He caught the ball to 20, gets it all the way inside the 10-yard line. Here comes another late flag, and that is going to be, I'm going to believe that's going to be likely unsportsmanlike conduct. A little,
Little
action after
zone,
the play.
Well behind the play, and well, unsportsmanlike contact is a signal on the Blue Demons, so a little extra
I did see,
going on there.
See it, I did see lots of bodies moving both directions.
Yeah, we'll see where they spot this ball again. The great play, and that's something the Blue Demons are. You got to think that the team that's down is going to get a little upset. Blue Demons got to keep their heads and not engage in that kind of activity. You know, we just got to make sure we keep our heads about us. A great first down play with the ball on the to start with was on the 35. We drove it in, almost going to be first and goal, but instead it's going to take us back out outside to, from the spot of the foul, which was at the 20. Going to bring it all the way back to the 35 again. So it's going to be second and 10, second and 9.
I'm not sure. Will they give that first down and then mark the penalty off? That would be what I would believe the indication would be. We'll see. But, Christian, you know that's something Coach Staten having played for, and that is something Coach Staten will definitely get worked out is a conversation about the penalty bug.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you just can't have those penalties in these type of situations, especially when you get a big game like that.
Right. Albie with the football, first down and 9. Leshen stands back, one back in the backfield. Three receivers on the right side. Leshen plants, throws it deep. He's going deep to Eugen. Zach Eugen!
Oh.
Incomplete. Zach Eugen was on the attack. Brett, the Jet Leshen, threw a bomb downfield, and Jimmy Eugen had those defenders beat.
Oh, my goodness, Jason. That was so, so close. How far a throw was that?
He threw that about 55 yards.
My goodness, and I'm just a spiral, dude.
And what I was impressed with there is they obviously Centerville knows what we're all about. See Zach Eugen. He was a double cover there, so there's a lot of respect given to Zach. And still, Brett's just so close getting that put on the money. Zach made an adjustment, tried to get that catch.
26-0 Albie, 2:11 to go here, first half. Eugen goes in motion to the left side. Leshen, lone back in the backfield, rolls, plants, throws it complete to Sarver. Sarver with the reception at the 30-yard line, a gain of about 4-5 is going to bring a third down and 4. Let's go quickly back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, a couple scoring updates here for you. Our score, of course, here is 26-0. Albie on top. Eddieville Blakesburg has scored on Linville Sully. It's 20-0. And Pekin has scored to make this one a little closer in the backyard brawl. It's Pekin 14, Sigourney Kyoto 21. Fairfield still leads Davis County 14-0. And Sheraton still trails Fort Madison 7-0. Back to you.
Sarver with the football, trying to get to the corner. Good defense that time by the Big Red. A loss of about a yard on the play. A minute and a half to go here. It's going to bring a fourth down, and let's call it five for the Blue Demons. A timeout's going to be called by Albia. Let's take a quick timeout ourselves. Come back with your final minute and a half of this first half. Albia 26, Centerville nothing. You're listening to the Battle of Highway 5 on your sports leader, KIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog is on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, and you're listening to Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country, KIIC. Now, back to Jason and Dan.
Thank you, Gary. We'll be in Iowa City in the morning, 11 o'clock kickoff for the Hawks. You can catch that on our sister station, 106.9. And, of course, the Cyclones and the Hawks both trying to bounce back tomorrow, buddy.
Cyclones got a little breather.
Oh, they got a week off?
Bye week, yep. Man, getting ready for the Hawkeyes next week.
Go Panthers.
They did a heck of a job last Saturday, you bet.
They are the state's team, too. You know, you could be a Hawk, a Cyclone, and you can't help but love the Panthers.
You know, you like what Coach Farley does up there, is put together a quality program year in and year out, and they look like they got a shot this year to compete again in the FCS.
Fourth down play here for the Blue Demons. Lesher rolls back, being pursued. Gets some pressure. He's going to tuck it under. Pump fake. Gets the defender sealed to the 30, 25. Out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. We'll wait for the spot off of that. Will be a first down. Brett the Jet Lesher froze at the corner. Pump faked and then just kept it and ran for the first down. And that will be a first down brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. You can find their hometown value, hometown service.
Red zone, Dan.
Both in Eddyville and Albia. First Iowa State Bank first down.
You knew after he missed that first tackle, Brett was pump faking, but that's just typical. He's going to run it, and that just brought it right at that 20-yard line. Puts us back in the red zone again. GP Insurance sponsoring the red zone. Their local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Paris a call.
26-0 Albia. Leshen, option play, gets it off to Sarver. Sarver trying to get to the corner inside the 20, down to the 15-yard line, loses his helmet, or the defender loses his helmet. That's Darcevic.
He will set out a play. The helmet comes off for no reason there, and that's a safety rule to make sure the helmets are on intact, so we'll have to sub in someone there.
He's one tough cookie, no doubt about it. He's quarterback and linebacker. Yes. He can do it all.
Yeah, it's not typically a spot you have your starting quarterback play, that linebacker, although they're very capable of. You know, Brett Leshen could certainly do it, but when we've had him on defense, it's been more at the safety spot. So he's right in there mixing it up every play.
Got a official going to call a timeout, I think. Let's see what they're working on. Let's go quickly back to the Friday Night Lights. 47 seconds left here in the first half, 26-0 Albia. Jay Mill, give us some scoring updates.
All right, this has been an interesting one to watch. It's the Grinnell-Oskaloosa game. Oskaloosa with a brand new coach, Mike Sterner, and they actually now are trailing Grinnell 34-19. They've been trading scores back and forth. Grinnell Tigers now lead this one 34-19. Let me scan the board real quick, guys. Pleasantville leads Martinsdale St. Mary's 7-0. That's the only other recent one. We'll have a complete rundown during the halftime break. Well, let's go back live to you.
You know, Jason, I want to say something real quick, and I know I usually could take these over. We got this timeout. Joey Miller works incredible. All the staff back there getting us the scores. And, folks, I know Joe mentioned it earlier, too. If you don't have that Thunderbolt app, the Bolt app, get it. That thing is phenomenal. With all the scores there, you can check them anytime. They're there. You know, tomorrow, if you can't remember, I was doing it last week. Somebody said, well, who won the game so-and-so? And I'd look it up. You know, so it's right here. I'm like, how'd you get that? It's on Thunderbolt. It's right there.
You know, and I had the coaches on the air at the coaches' corner Saturday morning, and, you know, they were all talking about it on the sidelines. Believe it or not, the coaches, and how many times over the years have I gotten a text in the middle of the game from a coach from another school, who's someplace winning? Else, trying to find out who's winning.
Yeah.
You know, these scores matter to coaches.
Yeah, and only Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country, can bring you that kind of stuff. So, people, if you've got your Android or iPhones, please download that Thunderbolt app.
It's free.
And there's all kinds of other features to it.
The shout-out. We haven't even had a shout-out yet. We want to hear from you. You can go there on the bottom. You just scroll to see a little megaphone, and you do like Jimmy and Big T. You shout it out.
Shout it out.
Wow, bud. That was pretty good.
Not quite Kiss, but it's close.
Second down and five for the Blue Team. Here's a quick pass. Sarver with it to the 10. Five. Touchdown, Albia.
Luke Sarver with a little quick pass across there. Gets it at the 10 and beats the corner. Again, that's the speed of that Blue Demons. He's able to outrun that linebacker.
That is a Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Home. Touchdown, Albia. Luke Sarver on the reception. That's touchdown number five, and that means another $2 off your car wash. on a touchdown Tuesday, courtesy of Wash and Go, both in Albia and La Villa. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how we're going to pick the impact player in the first half, Big D, but the Eagles club will have to find a way because it's going to be a lot of choices.
You know, we thought things went well last week, you know, getting that 26-0, and I thought that's where we were going to end up this half here, the same kind of deal. But this offense continues to just churn and get better. Can't say enough about the offensive line keeping that protection there for Brett. Great passing. He's got just a whole wealth of receivers to throw to and just great execution.
There's the extra point. It's up high enough, long enough, and it is good enough, and Albion has taken a 33-0 lead. 47 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit. Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit. Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing. Terms to fit your budget. Low interest. I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit. So come get you some. That's right. Get you some at Summers Car Credit. 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Blackbird Primitive supports our Albia Blue Demons, Boys of Fall. Speaking of fall, stop in and see all of the fall decor, candles, gifts, and so much more at Blackbird Primitives. Let's go blue!
This is Channel 13's Andy Fales, and here's what's bugging me. I can't stand it when play-by-play announcers only give the score once an hour. So what happens if I want to step away from the radio or go to the bathroom or get something to eat? Am I just out of luck? Let's get back to Friday Night Lights. Jason, what's the score?
33-0, Blue Demons, but here's your cue. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't leave the broadcast. You got to lock it on right now, right here, because this Blue Demon football team scores. Team, it's on the ground, and it'll be down by the Blue Demons as Blake Lawless falls on top, and Albia will take over first and 10 from the 31-yard line. 33-0, Albia just underway here, third quarter.
Yeah, John Flattery brought us the halftime stats there, and it's kind of interesting to look at for Albia. Total yards rushing, 168, so pretty respectable. 55 yards in passing. That's more an indication that we've had really good field position, not a lot of field that we had to deal with. But on that rushing, very evenly split. Ryan Sarver, 42 yards. Griffin Osing, 41 yards. Matt Baker, 38 yards.
Wow.
Brett Leshen, 37 yards. I mean, that's balanced attack right there. You know, and just a very good job there. And Brett Leshen's got 55 yards passing, as I mentioned, with Matt Baker and Luke Sarver bringing in the reception.
Here comes the handoff. Osing cuts it upfield. Gets across the 35. Biden, one defender. Still on his feet across the 45.
He's still going.
Griffin Elsing puts on the G.O. and gets it into Centerville territory on the first carry from scrimmage in the second half. And that is a big-time game from a big-time football player.
Absolutely. And I got one more quick stat if I could, because Zach, our friend from Iowa Sports Spotlight, was keeping track as well. I talk about that field possession. He had a very good stat for us. Albia started on Centerville's, on average, on Centerville's 37-yard line on every possession, whereas Centerville started on their own 21. That's a huge difference in a game.
Good pickup down there, Zach. Yeah. Zach James on the sidelines. Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead. A power football there by the Blue Demons. Baker takes the handoff. A gain of about a yard or two. I'll tell you what, Christian, this team came out and did not leave off or left off where it left in that first half. A great first drive here for the Blue Demons.
That's right. Just quick firing right off the ball on the offensive line and just keeping your feet moving by Griffin Olsen on that last handoff. I mean, that was just great.
Second down, 7 for the Blue Demons. Power eye formation. Here's a quick pass to the Sarver. Leshen took the snap, Dan, stood right up, and Sarver went right behind those linebackers. And as quick as Leshen could come up, he got rid of it. Beautiful executed play that time by the Blue Demons.
You know, not set up with that good hard running attack. When you run up the middle, that defense has to crash in the boards really hard. And so it makes it really easy. Luke just comes out and looks real quick for that quick strike. Very good play there. Like seeing that. It's a way to mix it up. Let's also remember, too, we had won the toss to start the game deferred. That's what's given us this possession to start the second half, potentially to go up by 35, get that continuous clock real quick.
Here's Osing once again inside the 30, breaks the tackle, 25, 20, 15, 10. Osing inside the 10-yard line all the way down to the 7-yard line. And, Dan, now that is some willpower there by Griffin Osing. He had to break those first two tackles, and then it was great blocking downfield. But Osing showed his toughness and his agility.
And when you see your senior leadership's coming out running hard like that, you get that they're getting the message that you got to come out and play hard. That brings us in that first possession here that gets us inside the red zone. Again, tonight's red zone brought to you by GP Insurance. Check, call Eric Powers for your insurance needs.
First down, goal to go from the 6. Here's the counter play again. Osing trying to fight to the goal line and be brought out of bounds. Touchdown, Albia. Osing in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown. He got the corner pylon, and that touchdown brought to you by Sennett Pierce Bacher Funeral Home. Another touchdown Locally owned and operated, they are there when you need them. You heard the I'm not real good with math. You've seen that, but I think that's touchdown number seven. Yep. And on Touchdown Tuesday, another $3 off a car wash.
On Tuesday, when you go to the Wash and Go car wash, is either in Albi or La Villa, enter the code 9678. 9678.
Write this down, folks. You'll put it in your phone.
Enter that promo code. You get $3 off any automatic car wash, and that's on Tuesday only.
If you want the $5 wash, it's only going to cost you $2 on Touchdown Tuesdays at Wash and Go. And, you know, when Tom Chamberlain came to us and asked us, you know, about this idea, he said, you think they're any good? You think they'll score much this year? And I'm like, no, I don't. You're safe, Tom. You're safe.
Giving away the coins at the car wash, and Albia puts another point up on the board. The extra point is good. 47-0 Blue Demons. 6:50 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back with another Kindly Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. Don't go anywhere.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Wow, it's so hot out here. I took off my tan slacks, and now I'm in my Fox Sports bikini. I've also taken off my shirt. Boom! Could somebody bring me a bra? I think I need a C-cup. Hey, let's get back to Friday Night Lights on KIIC.
Wrong. Nice. That's a mental image. You just can't shake, T.
Hey, speaking of that, though, now that everyone's got their appetite really warmed up, don't forget, we're not done.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Yeah, I bet. We got post-game locker room show out at White Buffalo. Got a special.
$6, buddy.
$6 gets you a nice little pizza and wings.
All you can eat.
Come on out for fun. Have a good time. All the coaches, all the scores right here on Thunder Country.
Here's your Kindly Spray Foam Insulation kickoff, taken from the 5-yard line on the return, out across the 25-yard line, and a ton of brick hits, and getting up off that is Blake Bear. Oh, my, that ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. And let's go back to the Friday Night Live studio. Jay Mill, they're taking some hits down here. I think your scoreboard's taking some hits up there at the Friday Night Live studio.
All right, guys. Davis County still trails Fairfield 27-7. Sheraton leads Fort Madison 21-14. Eddieville Blakesburg wins tonight 20-8. And it was Twin Cedars in a final over Wayne tonight 54-21. Waco Whalen in a final now over North Mahaska 39-0. And Grinnell leads Oskaloosa now in the third 41-26. Go ahead, guys.
Sarsvik rolls back, throws it across his body, incomplete. And Jay, Mill, the flags came out. It looked like a hanky contest.
No, I was asking what your score was. You can give us your score.
47-0. Zero's our score here. And three flags out on the field. Four, all areas of the field. So there could be a multiple of sins committed here. Again, with that 47-0 lead, continuous clock going in the second half. 6 minutes right now with the official timeout.
Jimmy,
we'll stop.
You going to pick that flag up down there, buddy? It's right in front of you, bud.
Wave it off. Come on, Jimmy. You can. Do it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
You got the flag right at your feet, buddy. Did you just say something? What's the deal?
We had a late hit over here.
This one right here is late hit.
Tim did it.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what. This Albion Blue Demon football team has not taken the pedal off.
False start on Centerville. Their formation, but they moved a little, I think, early. Also want to point out, too, right in front of me here, Jason, on that punt return that we had, great position there, that Shadow Lesh, and he came off kind of limping a little bit, and I think he's in front of us on the sideline. Rhett Waters, the senior, is coming and playing cornerback now, and a very capable corner to come in, so it'd get him a chance to get some plays. Certainly with the score, we don't need to have all the starters in the rest of the game anyway, but certainly might be something we want to be concerned of on the sideline there, so you get an update on it.
Yeah, Shadow, let's see if one of the guys can catch up on Shadow and see what kind of injury he's got. First down and 10 after the penalty on Albion. And Centerville with the football, trailing 47-0. It's been all Albion tonight in the Battle of Highway 5. Ball at the 28-yard line. Starcevic, quick pass over here to the right flat. It's complete and being brought down after about a yard or two gain. Good open field tackle there by Bryce Leshen and Blake Bear.
And Rhett Waters, again, coming in the corner, is also in on the stop. So did a nice job. The left side of that defense did its job.
Jimmy, no let-up in this Blue Demon football team. They've stayed pumped up and excited, even up 47-0.
Jason, don't matter the scoreboard, man. We're trying to win. I mean, we're just keep going and keep going. They let these guys get the experience out here and go hard. Never quit. Never quit.
5:25 to go, running clock here. Here's a hit. Oh! A ton of brick hits.
What you gonna
do about
Hello,
that? World. Blake Lawless. And I'll tell you what, folks, that was as big of a hit as you're going to see. That ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. And I'll tell you what, that would knock a buck deer over dead right there.
Blake Lawless coming in tonight.
Wow.
Coach Bear again trying to open up that defense a little bit more. Brought the little blitz on the linebacker. And Lawless shot the gap, was not even touched, and was able to hit him just immediately and leveled him. Nice play. Really good job. Brings up third down for those Central Big Reds.
Third down, 10. Starcevic throws it across the middle of the field. Oh, and incomplete. But I'll tell you what, that was a well-executed play there by Starcevic. He got rid of that football. He was being greeted in the backfield. Nearly completed, but you hear those Blue Demon footsteps, yes. And man, it's hard to hang on.
Gonderman about had the catch, but you got to know he's seeing the hits that are going on his teammates, and he heard the footsteps coming, knew it was Blake Bear coming, Rhett Waters in the corner, somebody's going to nail him and just drop that ball.
Fourth down, 10. Centerville set the punt. Back deep for the Blue Demons. Looks like Blake Bear is going to set up deep.
Hunter Weldon back there with him as long as Rhett Waters are getting him adjusted. Again, Rhett coming into play, so getting him in the position.
Here's a punt. Line drive punt. This could be returnable. Bear from the 39-yard line of Albion trying to get to the right side. Has some speed. Gets to the corner to midfield. Across midfield, 45. Gets another block and will be brought down. And another nice return by that special team. So Christian, this special teams has continued to be special, and you get it not just from the return man, but you've got a wall of Blue Demons blocking for their brothers in the backfield.
That's right, and they practice this every week, and every day they have a certain type of special team thing that they work on, and they work it till it is good and looking sharp. And I got to give credit to Blake Bear coming in there when Shadow Lushen gets down and having to go to return that. That takes some guts.
Did a nice job, caught it right on the fly, very sure-handed, and then just went after on the far side. Blake Lawless was setting up a block over there for him, and so he read that and executed again. You can see that special teams has had some work.
Albion with the football. Leshen comes under center. Hands it off, and Osing met in the backfield this time by the Centerville defense. A little to no gain. And as hard as it was, gentlemen, to get the Eagles Club Impact Player of the first half, this is going to be an even tougher decision to give it the Impact Player of the ball game.
I tell you what, I don't envy you guys up there. It's a tough decision.
They're just all very much, they're just everyone's doing their job, which is just fun to see.
Second down, 10 for Albie. Here's a pitch, Sarver. And the flag in the backfield. Sarver gets a block inside the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Has enough for the first down, but we'll wait for the indicator. That was thrown in the backfield, and it's going to be a procedural penalty on the Blue Demons. This one will come back another 5 yards. Well, I do like the way the Sarver hits that corner, and you can see his burst of speed.
I tell you what, man, he's one of those guys, one of those 4x4 guys, you know, state champs. Quick. I mean, just quick.
You know, that's this is one thing, you know, Coach Tate is going to just drive him nuts here is these penalties, you know, and it's still something we've got to work on. We thought we've seen a little bit more of that last year even, and that's so uncharacteristic for Coach Tate and led teams, you know, so the team really needs to shore that up. It's proven itself a little bit more so in the special teams area when we had those procedure penalties. Certainly don't want to ride at this point, but with the continuous clock, it's hard to be too critical at a 47-0 score.
Well, this scoreboard's telling us a lot about Albion. We wondered if how good Fairfield was after the win. But here's a counter play. Baker with it. Spins. Gets by a defender. 35 for 45. 40 on his way inside the 40-yard line. But Dan Hewis hitting the backfield. Spun away from the defender. Looked like he's going to be wrapped up and brought down. But did a quick spin by the awesome point guard for the Blue Demons. Spun his way out of that tackle. Picked up another 10 yards. And this is going to bring a third down and four for Albion.
That's a huge play. And it was. The Centerville's getting better at reading and adjusting to that. I should have had Matt Baker in the backfield, but he's just such an elusive runner. Did a nice job spinning out, like you said. It's just a very good play there.
But, gentlemen, this scoreboard tells a lot about this Blue Demon team, but so does the Fairfield score against Davis County. Here's Osing trying to get to the corner. Well defended by the Big Red, and Griffin runs out of real estate there on the far sideline, tried to stretch that out and turn it into something positive. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. But, Jimmy, looking at the score, Fairfield defeating Davis County 27-7, I think the score. Boy, I'll tell you what, you start to see how real this team looks.
Well, I said it last week, Big. I think you know that think Fairfield wasn't a bad team.
No.
We just a great team. Take that.
And, you know, that was a question of the week from anyone I had ever talked to. You know, what is it? Are we that good or are they that bad? And, you know, I think we're really seeing it's a pretty good team. It has something that can be really special if they continue to work and get better.
Here's a jet sweep. Baker gets to the corner. 25-30.
Still going. He's still up.
Oh. Oh. All the way down to the 27-yard line, and that'll be another first down for the Blue Demons. First Iowa State Bank first down, and that'll move the chains. First and 10 for the Blue Demons. Albion with the football, knocking on the door once again. 47-0, Albion in front.
Yeah, and I was just checking real quick. Again, I'm going to plug it, but checking on the Thunderbolt app here, getting the scores there. Fairfield's up 27-7, as you said. Still the fourth quarter, I think, is the last we had. Getting close to the end of that game, but Fairfield really bouncing back there after being shut out by the Blue Demons. Coming back in Davis County, struggling there for the first two games of the season.
47-0 Albion, 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick timeout as Albion calls a timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights and Blue Demon Football.
What's the most important thing to look for when it's time to upgrade your baler? Fast starts, great-looking bales, and a dedicated dealer who specializes in hay. At Bowser Equipment Incorporated, we carry the Super M series balers from Vermeer. This top-of-the-line baler handles everything from high moisture alfalfa to dry straw. It has real-time bale weight and moisture sensors and three-position bale formation feedback for high-density square-shouldered bales every time. Super balers and super pricing from the Vermeer Hay Specialist at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Give us a shout out.
The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour.
Now back to the skipper and his little buddy in the booth, plus Ginger and Marianne on the sidelines. It's our Gilligan's Island Friday Night Lights crew.
Hey, Ginger, down on the sidelines.
Christian.
How's Marianne?
Hey, little buddy.
58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Albion front 47-0. And the fans from below are giving us ideas on who the player of the game should be.
Here's Brett Laird
changing the quarterback. It's Luke Sarver on the carrier.
Fumble.
All the way inside the 20-yard line on the bootleg. Close to the first down marker. But, Dan, I'm getting yelled at from below. Our good buddy, Ed Szczesny, he shouts up, impact player of the game should be the entire team.
From 1 through 50 or whatever it is, the total numbers are. You can't say enough about the whole unit here. We're changing up right now. You know, again, you just mentioned that Luke Sarver's coming in at quarterback now, giving Brett Leshen a little breather here. He's done a fine job, just picked up a first down, you know, on the first play there.
I just want to know, is Ed going to buy those $1 mug root beers for the entire team at the Eagles Club? Is that the indication, Ed? No. All right, here's a handoff. Sarver's going to keep it. This time met in the backfield. A loss of about 4 on the play, the final play of this third quarter. Let's go back as this third quarter comes to the conclusion. 47-0, Albion out in front. We'll move to the fourth and final quarter, but let's get those scoring updates. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, guys, we are... All right, that's the right button I needed. We are at the fourth quarter now. Albion leads 47-0. Sheraton on top of Fort Madison in the fourth quarter. The Chargers now lead Fort Madison 21-14 on a real long road trip for the Chargers. Again, they're up by a touchdown. Eddieville Blakesburg wins tonight 20-8, and we're getting reports that Knoxville and Newton are now tied at 28 with 8 minutes to go in that game. Knoxville and Newton tied at 28. Newton, of course, moved to Class 4A last year, and that's a close game that we're keeping an eye on. Grinnell leads Oskaloosa 41-26. It was Ottumwa and Coach Fonce's team at the halftime break on top of Mount Pleasant, 26-0. Indianola was beating Des Moines Roosevelt 36-7 at last report. And it's Dowling on top of West Des Moines Valley, 24-19 in the third quarter. Twin Cedars beats Wayne tonight, 54-21. And in a final, Fairfield has just beaten Davis County. Fairfield Trojans get on the win track with a win tonight, 34-27 over the Davis County Mustangs, now 0-2. On the season. Pella has gone up on Washington with 3 minutes left. It's now Pella 14, Washington 7. Also, Clark of Osceola now trails Sadell 32-27. Pleasantville on top of Martinsdale St. Mary's in a final 14-8. West Des Moines Burlington Notre Dame at Van Buren in a final 40-0 over Van Buren. Bonnerant Farrar in a final over Nevada 48-12. And a couple more quick ones here, gentlemen. Cardinal leads Danville. Now, this has gone final, 27-20. Cardinal beats Danville. Central Decatur, at last report, led by 3 over I-35 of Truro, 21-18. Let's go back live to you for the fourth quarter.
All right, Albie with the football to open to this fourth and final quarter. The running clock has been in effect since the 10-minute mark of the third quarter. And, Christian, you're down there. Any communication on Shadaleshin?
He has a big old ice bag on his ankle and shin, and I don't know what's going on with him, but he says he's in a pretty much pain, a lot of pain.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. And
a little penalty on the first down play there for the Blue Demons, if I can interrupt you there, Jason. And a little holding play, or look like, in the backfield. Matt Baker's gone to the tailback. Christian Palace has gone to fullback. And, again, Luke Sarver, and pressure comes in
pressure
all the way
time.
Quick there. Not enough to keep him off the line. Wasn't doing. Have most of the starting unit still in at the line, so still should be able to hold up there, but maybe just a missed assignments in the backfield to try to give protection for Luke Sarver.
Well, you know, we had a great suggestion from Ed Szczesny sitting in the fans right below us. I think he's sitting in that same spot since I played football here. He's been down right below us.
I saw a little lady sitting there one game last year, and he politely asked her to move.
Oh, was that when she fell over the banister, or was that when she was pushed over the banister?
The one
was
in the wheelchair? The lady in the wheelchair?
No. Hey, Ed, you know, Ed is just kept along because he's got a beautiful wife that takes good care of him. But Ed had a great idea. His little suggestion. Here's a handoff on a counter play. A pitch lateral to Sarver. Sarver on his way inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line. A little lateral play. Folks, it is fourth down in about 31 yards. Baker lateraled it to Sarver. But the idea that he had was that we would, give it to all the team. But the suggestion was that he gave some input. I think we give the fan base the input on the impact player of the ball game, and we'll give our four top four, and then we'll let the people text in for the Eagles Club impact player of the ball game.
And we've already got one vote for the whole team.
That's
so
a good vote.
We'll count that one.
We'll count that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Counts. He thinks it counts for more than one, but.
Fourth and 28 now, and the Blue Demons, of course, going forward. No reason just to keep working on plays, getting fresh guys in there working.
Sarver rolling to the left side, pump fakes. Backs up, makes sure he's behind the chains. He's going to have to keep it, and he'll be run out of bounds at about the 30-yard line where the Big Red will take over on downs.
You know, Johnny Flattery again bringing us the stats here. Looking at the team here, again, we've got seven touchdowns of that. Osing's got two, Baker's got two. Sarver and Leshin both have a touchdown each. And Sarver also a reception touchdown. So, nice job there. Blue Demons really bouncing out there. That code, again, we got seven touchdowns,
yeah.
So it's $3 off on any automatic car wash at the Albia Wash & Go or La Villa Wash & Go. The code you want to enter in to get that $3 discount is 9678.
That's 9678.
Yep. Can't beat
678.
Tuesday only. So don't try it any other day. Do it Tuesday only, and you'll get that $3 off any car wash, $5 all the way through the Superwash.
9.5 to go here in the ball game. Albie out in front, 47-0. A new quarterback in for Centerville. There's another ton of brick hits. Once again, Blake Lawless, guys. He has been laying the wood here today, T. I'll tell you what, he's making a name for himself, that young sophomore.
That's Christian out there getting the actual impact out there. Christian on the field. He's got put a jersey on there, and that's the sound you heard right there. That was live.
T, what's happening, buddy? What's going on?
I don't know. Somebody jinxed my mic, I think.
Sorry.
Poor T. Trip receivers out here to the left side of the field. We're going to get to your guys' T, Jimmy, and Big C. We're going to get to your guys' pick for player of the game, the impact player of the game, courtesy of the Albie Eagle Club. Here's a fake handoff. Nope, going to get it off and running with the football out across the 35, 36, 7-yard line. That's gain of 5, maybe 6 on second down, third down, 4 for Centerville.
Do want to get some notoriety for some of the subs coming in. Coach Staten talked about getting some of these younger kids in, although the defense is young to start with. But in there right now was coming in as Tyler Madison checked in there in the corner spot. Linebacker, I believe he is. Who did I see? Greg Gillespie checking in there. Playing to play, so getting some of the guys, getting some experience, which only helps to make this team even better and stronger as we keep getting these guys some reps.
New quarterback for Centerville is number 19. And 19 on his
15. Tate Felton. Okay. Tate Felton, he's a sophomore.
Brian Crawls text in, Attaway Big Blue, the Crawls listening in. Here's a counter player running with the football, the Big Red. Across the 45, a block on the outside.
And Tyler Madison on the hit.
Tyler Madison brings him down, not till he gets across the 45 into Albia territory. A big run that time by Taylor Misicic, and that'll be a gain, Dan, nearly of About 22 yards.
But a nice job, Tyler. He was getting a little block, a lead block coming out there. Did a nice job of containing, holding that edge so that it didn't give that away. Blake Bear was deep coming in his safety position. And then Tyler Madison able to slip off that block and get that tackle. So good job, even though it was for the first down. Kept him from going for a score. Would like to keep that shutout going.
I'm going to say, Jimmy, you know this defense really wanted to keep that zero up on the board.
Well, I know if I sit in the sidelines, I know the guys are out to get some, you know, get some looks here. But, man, I don't want no points on there either.
Right.
Here's a handoff, or fake handoff, the quarterback in the backfield. Right down.
That's a hit. Brett Freshwater coming in on the backside.
Wow.
Nice hit there. I think it was Luke Sinclair, wasn't it, initially coming in with the hit to snuff him out, or Dalton Folker, excuse me, on the end, snuffed him out of the pocket, and Brett Freshwater laid the wood.
6:55 to go, and another Bluff Creek Archery ton of brick hits, that time courtesy of Brett Freshwater. Second down here, and guys, here in just a second, I want each of your impact nominee for the game, or let the crowd, let the listeners text in here in just a few minutes to have a part in the choosing the impact player of the first half or the ball game. Here's another handoff. This one going for a yard, and that is it. Dan, this defense continues to be very, very quick up front.
Dalton Folkert's in there with the initial hit and takedown, and Greg Gillespie helps to finish it off. Also, I see in there coming in the defensive tackle spot is Robert Hannon, another sophomore coming in and getting some reps in there. Blake Bear checks out now for had an outstanding game. Keith Archibald comes in to play his position at safety. I think I mentioned, but I want to make sure I get Luke Sinclair's in there playing linebacker.
Great learning opportunity here for the young men. Quarterback, option play. Option off the right side. Gets rid of it, and he'll run out of bounds. But great defensive job that time. Number 68 over there pushing him out of bounds. I'll tell you what, Greg Gillespie able to move across the field.
Big old senior linebacker coming in there, did a nice job. And Dalton Folkert's on the end, forced Tate Felton to make that pitch quick.
Scores.
Did a nice job on the end, made the pitch, and then Gillespie helped finish it off.
Let's go quickly back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Fourth down play here for Centerville, and then we're going to get your nominees, boys, for impact player of the ball game. Jay Milk gives us a scoring update.
I'll do that. Tharp Funeral Home, Friday Night Lights, big board. We've got some finals here. Melcher Dallas in a final over Seymour, 60-28. Also, Newton has now gone up on Knoxville, 35-28. And Moravia loses to HLV Victor, 80-16. Back to you.
Fourth down pass, close to the first down marker. Boy, a good play there for Centerville. It's going to move the chains. 5 minutes to go.
You know, certainly the Reds are moving the ball. We've got some subs coming for the Blue Demons here, but there's still a very capable defensive unit. There's
absolutely
no reason to assume anything's going to go bad here, but the Reds got the ball on the 34 of the Blue Demons, so they're starting to make a march.
Albia has not given up a point this entire season. 4:53 to go. We'll get the nominees for tonight's impact player of the game. Here's the handoff, and they'll get it by one defender on his way into the Albia backfield and brought down a gain of about 10, 15 yards. And Centerville is knocking on the door now, trying to get that goose egg up off the board.
Jesse Fee made the stop there out of the safety position. He's come in there, checked in, so he makes the stop. But, again, a big play there on the first down play for the Reds.
All right. Guys, let's get the Eagles Club Impact Player of the Game. We'll get a number associated with these players, and then we'll have you, the listener, text in your choice. Here's a high snap. The quarterback's going to keep it. Has a block. Trying to get to the corner. He's going to get it in for a touchdown. Centerville is going to put the first points up on the season on this defense. A touchdown run there for the Big Red, 4-9 to go in the ball game. It's still Albia 47, Centerville 6. But you know this defense did not want to give up a touchdown.
No, definitely not, Jason. You know, we got guys coming in, they're getting great opportunities here, so you can't say enough good things about that, and that's the right thing to do with the score such it is. And as the spread doesn't matter, it doesn't help anything. It's a non-district game here. It's just getting us ready for that district season and then hopefully to get in that playoff and make a really, really deep run in this season, playoffs this year.
Misletich will do the extra point attempt here. Albia 47, Centerville 6 here in this battle of Highway 5. And Big C, Big T. Jimmy and Dan, we'll have your picks here in a second. Here
Lock.
Is the extra point blocked, and it is down and no good.
See, he wanted that ball back. That's what he wanted.
That's my first half impact player of the game. Dalton Folk is continuing to play hard all second half. So I know we got Uncles Troy and Todd listening in, and I appreciate that. And you know that your nephew is playing one whale of a game.
All right, folks, get your phones out. We're going to give the numbers to the players. You're going to text in their corresponding number to your choice for the impact player of the game. And we'll start with you, Big C. Who's your choice?
I have to go with Brett Lushen. I mean, he's just throwing the ball, running the ball, and plus great blocking by a quarterback. You usually don't see that by a quarterback, but he is showing it tonight.
So Brett Lushen is text number one. So the number is 641-799-1437. He is number one on the text. So you just text in 1, 2, 3, or 4, and we'll get the next one. Jimmy, your choice. Number two.
I'm kind of with Mr. Szczesny. You know, I'm an O-line, D-line lover, and tonight the O-line and the D-line both tore it up. And if you need some extra money to get drinks for those big dogs, it's on me. I'll give them some extra drinks. They deserved it tonight. Mine's O-line, D-line together, man.
Well, let's go to line for number two. So it's in to text 641-799-1437. One is Brett Leshen. Two is both sides of the line. And T, your choice for number three here.
I got to go number 47, Griffin Osing.
Osing.
I tell you what, I love Griffin. He plays hard. He's got a huge motor. I mean, he runs the ball like he's mad at somebody. You know, it's like, man, you took my lunch money. I'm going to run over you.
All right.
I love Griffin.
Number three is Osing. One, Brett Leshen. Two is in the text. And all you have to put in the text is 1, 2, 3, or 4. 641-799-1437. Number four choice, Big D.
I'm going to go with Dalton Folkerts. You know, he did a great first half. And, boy, the second half, he just has even stepped it up another ramp.
Quick
there.
Back here.
Another level. Really bringing it, getting great pressure. So I'm going to go with Dalton Folkerts. Had a great game.
All right. Here's your text number 641-799-1437. Text number one, if you want Brett Leshen. Two for the O-line, D-line. Three for Osing, and four for Folkerts. Here comes your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff return by
Dalton Folkerts. Nice job, little up, man. Got the ball and ran it up for 10 yards.
All right, let's go quickly back to the Friday Night Live studio as the techs start coming in. One for Brett Leshen, two for the O-line, D-line. Three for Osing, and four for Folkerts. Send your text for the impact player of the ball game. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, All right, guys, we want to welcome our listeners to KOJY 106.9 FM. Your game has gone final. It's Fairfield 34, Davis County 7. We'll begin the Summers Insurance locker room show coming up momentarily. You're going to hear the end of the Albia broadcast. We welcome those listening on 106.9 FM in the Ottumwa Bloomfield Market. And again, your final is 34-7. Davis County loses tonight. Sheraton's gone final 21-14. They win tonight. And we'll get you all caught up on those scores here in just a little bit, gentlemen.
Well, the texts are coming in fast and furious. 641-799-1437. One for Brett Leshen. Two, send it to the text to 641-799-1437. One for Brett Leshen. Two for the O-line, D-line. Three for Griffin Osing. Four for Dalton Folkerts. Here is the handoff, and running with it is Baker. Check that. Palace, Christian Palace, another outstanding sophomore. He carries it into Centerville territory, has the first down, move those chains, 2:45 to go and counting.
It's hard work watching the game and keeping up on these texts, Jason. They're coming in fast. I appreciate it, folks. Keep them coming. Get those votes registered.
Got texts coming in here. Casey Szczesny, Uncle Mark, listening in Victorville, California. Go Big Blue. Thank you, Friday Night Lights, for your broadcast. What does Ed Szczesny know? Good question. I love you, Ed. Back to pass. Rolling. Bear throws it downfield. Osing complete to the 35. 30, 25, 10, 5. Take it to the end. Take it to the house. Hello. Griffin Osing on the go pattern. Touchdown, Albia, 53-6. With 2:09 to go, and Albia puts another Sam Pierce Walker funeral home up on the old scoreboard.
And for what it's worth, that's the third quarterback for the Blue Demons.
That is the 100th point of the season for the Blue Demons. The century mark for Albia in game number two, and Griffin Osing with the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, that just speaks to that. I talk about Blake Burke.
It's just showing off talent out there and just doing great. And they're seeing them, and they're looking at them as just their heroes out there. And that's what they want to be when they grow up. And so just having these good teams for them out there and having the 6th grade and 5th grade look at that, it helps our youth program.
2:09 to go, 54-6 Albia. They now have 101 points to 6 on their opponents in the first two contests of the season. Here is a big kick by Bossert. This one taken at the 9-yard line. On the return, a great return by the Big Red out across the 30-yard line. Fighting for it, a diving effort. That is a great effort there by Centerville's number 23. Graydon Schmidt. 1:57 to go and counting as the running clock is on. And our night broadcast will go to the midnight hour as we leave this party and head on out to the new party out at the White Buffalo, where $6 gets you all the pizza and wings you can eat. Join us out there with Peter and the crew at the White Buffalo. Again, the texts keep coming in. 641-799-1437 Your choice for the impact player of the ball game. Here's a handoff. Mitt in the backfield and down goes Frazier. One for Brett Leshen, two for the O-line, D-line, three for Osing, four for Folkers. We want your vote for the impact player of the game, courtesy of the Eagles Club. Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill with 1:20 to go. Give us a scoring update.
All right, guys, thanks. We'll take a look at the scores in completion after the completion of the game. We do have a final, though, in that Knoxville-Newton game. Newton 42, Knoxville 28. That's gone final. That was tied up here about 8 minutes ago. But again, Newton wins that one 42-28. Some other scores from around the area. Pella Christian gets throttled by PCM of Monroe 40-3. That is a final. Van Buren gets blanked by West Burlington Notre Dame 40-0. It's Pleasantville in a final over Martinsdale St. Mary's 14-8. Clark of Osceola trails Sadell late in this one 32-27. Grinnell late in the fourth quarter up on Oskaloosa. This was a back and forth affair, but Grinnell is now edged out and leads late in the game 55-26. We'll get you all caught up on all the scores coming up at the end of the game and as the locker room show begins in just a few minutes. Let's go back live to the field.
And a good defensive coverage there as Albie's defense being stretched vertically, but Jimmy, you like the way these young players have come out and responded here in the final seconds of this ball game. Albie's going to get a big win.
I love it, Jason, but right now I'm hungry, brother. Buffet time, $6. Here we go.
T, are you ready, buddy? Have you done your exercises?
Tell you what, man, I'm ready to go.
That is your final. The Battle of Highway 5 goes all Albie way, 54-6. And I know there's a lot of deflated big red football players coming across that field shaking hands, led by their senior quarterback, Starcevic. But, Dan, this is a group of kids that will bounce back. They showed last week they have a good ball club against Davis County. They just ran into a pepped up and ready to go Albie Blue Demon football team.
Well, definitely. You know, that's what you like to see for the Blue Demons. Again, week one to week two, you want to see them continue to get better and improve, and that's exactly what they did. To me, the offensive line, we talked about the keys of the game. The offensive line had to continue to develop and work on their execution. I thought they fired off really good, continued that progression they made last week. And then the defense continued, as far as I'm concerned, two teams that still pitched that shutout. Very stout, very solid defense with a lot of young people playing in that defensive role. And so and we're looking right now, Jason, we see the boys having that trophy for Battle Highway 5. And there it is. The man who thought somebody stole something.
It didn't have to travel very far. It was sitting over here on the sideline, and the Blue Demon team hoisted high in the air, and you can hear them celebrating here. Let's listen to the Albia fight song.
Here's some love.
And Shadow Leshen gets carried across the field by Alex Schultz. How about that? How about that Blue Demon Nation? The Battle of Highway 5 goes your way tonight, and big C's down there. Shadow Leshen giving a little something at the end there, Big C. But how about the jubilation of this Albie football team? Afterglow to come with these guys, and a big moment for them.
Oh, yes, big moment. I mean, every time you win a rivalry game like this, it's something special. And, I mean, they worked hard for it. This is something they've been looking for all week.
It's already
and they get
after,
it,
so
and
let's
they deserve
wrap it, quick.
It. So, awesome job.
All right, we're going to take a really quick timeout, commercial break, and come right back here to give you your impact player of the game, courtesy of the Albia Eagles Club. You can make an impact in your community by joining them at the Eagles Club. It's not your grandma and grandpa's Eagles Club. It's newly renovated and there for you, and a dollar mug of that cold root beer coming your way, courtesy of Ed Zizinski. All right, we'll take a quick timeout, come back, and get your impact player of this ball game.
When destructive weather happens, your cooperative works around the clock to restore power to you, our members. When appropriate, we apply for federal disaster assistance funding. FEMA recently decided to dramatically change the policy on how RECs receive federal disaster assistance. More troubling, FEMA may determine it has the right to apply this change retroactively as far back as 2010. This means funds obtained from FEMA for projects approved almost 3 years ago may have to be given back. The impact on Sheraton Valley Electric and its member consumers, $4.2 million. The impact on rural Iowa, devastating. As a member and employee of Sheraton Valley Electric, I ask that you please go to our website at www.cvrec.com and click the link to ask our members of Congress to